puck drop. Pleased to be joined down at ice level by general manager and head coach Mark Lamb. And coach, I feel like that game lived up to the billing in terms of the intensity of this hockey game. Late penalty proves to be the difference, but I guess just your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench tonight, coach.
Well, it was. It was a heck of a hockey game. You know, in the first period, I thought, that we give them too many outnumbered rushes, and we fixed that. But we haven't fixed his penalties.
Yeah, especially what really, I imagine, as a coach, really disturbs you is offensive zone penalties in a tie hockey game when you know it's so tight. That must bother you the most.
Well, it's the way, that's how you lose. So it really bothers me. Yeah. And, you know, and it's happening over and over. Like, three in the offensive zone?
Yes.
And, you know, go and punch a guy right in the head, and then, yeah, that's how you lose.
Yeah, I guess when you look at the last two games, kind of similar kind of tales when you look at the result. But, in the offensive zone penalties, when you look at it, coach, I guess there are a whole bunch of different penalties. But do you view it as kind of just a mental thing? Is it a physical thing? I guess it maybe depends a little bit.
I don't know. It's a question for them. You know, it's personal. You're out there, you're playing the game. Everybody knows the rules, or you should know the rules at this stage. And there's no excuses for it.
I thought the effort, the intensity was a lot better than what we saw against Rangers. And that's not a surprise considering that things didn't go well against the Rebels. You're against a much more skilled team. In terms of that, were you satisfied, were you pleased with that part of the hockey game from your team?
Yeah, it was a real good hockey game. It's exciting. It's two good teams going at it. And, you know, we just shoot ourselves in the foot. And, you know, especially against a good team. If you play like that, it doesn't matter. The results are going to be the same.
Yeah, a lot of weapons on that side for sure. A couple individuals I want to bring up, coach, and that was Brock Sutch tonight. We were singing his praise, I thought, all night long. Kind of a unfortunate penalty in the delay game, but, boy, I thought he was just moving his feet all night long. Led her team with five shots on goal, and, again, it seemed like this kid on a nightly basis is just consistently bringing it.
Yeah, no, he is, and we need him to do that. You know, he played well, he played hard. That was what's so noticeable about Sutchie is he just plays. He gives it everything he's got every time he's out on the ice.
The team has a better record on the road. Kelowna does as well. You know, you're 14-12 now at home, and on the road 15-7-2. Anything to make of that? And I know that it's hard to put that in perspective.
Yeah, well, just the last two games here, that's exactly what it is, just what I talked about.
Yeah. Maybe some thoughts on the energy tonight of this crowd, coach. I feel the electricity, you know, from the time the team hit the ice. It seemed like, you know, this weekend in particular, it gets really juiced up, it seems.
Yeah, everything about the day, the night, it was excellent. The juice in the building, our team, they were ready to play. We were ready to play, and they just played for 60 minutes smarter than we did.
Right. So now, short turnaround. There's even going to be more fans. There's going to be over 5,000 tomorrow. And sometimes when these sting, I imagine as a coach, you're pleased to get right back at that same opponent, knowing now as you look at the standings, there's only 1 point difference.
Yeah, it's a huge game. We're in the playoffs right now.
Yeah. Well said, Coach. Great way to end it. And we appreciate your time as always. Thanks
All
again.
Right. Thank you.